Hey, it's Wednesday morning. Some would say hump day, and I would say there's an aspect of an attitude here that no matter what's happened at the first of the week, the rest of this week is going to be God blessed. I declare in Jesus' name, this week is going to be blessed of my God. And so I just wanted to kind of alert us to a few things today and speak about a couple things. The Lord kind of alerted me to something in a verse here, and this verse is 2 Corinthians 9:10. It's really normally I try to teach on something that I'm going to be teaching on, and I've asked everybody else to do the same, but today God's perked my ears up to perk your ears up. So put your ears on, good buddy. And the verse that I'm talking about is 2 Corinthians 9:10, New King James, the Authorized Version. Says, now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply the seed you have sown, supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. That's 2 Corinthians 9:10. And I just looked at that whole thing and I'm going, we got to be really, really careful with everything God places in our hands is an entrustment. He trusts us with the good things that God has, and the harder part in life is not letting the good things get a hold of us and become gods. God said you cannot serve God and mammon. So as we look at this today, I want you to think about the idea that every dollar, say that with me, every dollar God places in my hand is one of two things. It's either bread to eat or it's seed to sow. And it's really wisdom boils down to knowing the difference, because I know a lot of people right now that God is really wanting to, so to speak, open up the windows of heaven and have them experience blessing and overflow and pressed down, shaken together, running over type abundance. And they're getting robbed. And so I guess the concept is very crucial right now that, if you think about it, bread, so if we go back to that scripture, bread for the eating and seed for the sowing. And of course, bread is eating for today's needs. God wants to supply today's needs. That's important to him. He wants to show you how he cares on a daily basis. And seed is for tomorrow's harvest. So if you eat bread, you'll be sustained. Think about that. God wants you sustained. And if you sow your seed, you'll be multiplied. But here's the bottom line. If you eat your seed, you rob your future. And I know a lot of people that is robbing their future. And if you sow your bread, you're liable to step over into an area of assumption. And some would call it presumption. So I think it's important that when we're thinking about the Lord's Prayer, he said, give us this day, he didn't say give us this day our yearly bread, he said give us this day our daily bread. And so when we think about this right now, we must consider what God's considering, amen? So let's talk about this just a little bit further. So I guess the thought is really when it says God will supply seed or bread to the eater and seed to the sower, or seed to the sower and bread to the eater, then the real challenge is if he's supplying me something, and I may think it's with the works of my hands or whatever, but bottom line is he wants to supply, and the challenge is, what is this I hold in my hand? Is this seed or is this bread? And I think we have to begin to question ourselves and say, am I eating my seed? Am I destroying my future? And so as we lay out in front of us this seed, not the bread, the bread's for us to eat, must lay the seed out and begin to give it in faith and sow it in faith, because God's got big things ahead. But if we're not going to do things his way, we cannot experience his blessing. I want to be sure to put this thought in, and that is bread is consumed and seed is sown. And that's a very crucial thought. So we might say seed is released if a man should cast seed onto the ground. So finding the ground. And last week we talked a little bit about, I said the whole offering will go to the youth for next year's youth retreat. And I thought, how could you sow any more productive thing for the kingdom? And God has told me recently, it was actually a saying that God spoke to Jesse Duplantis. And he said, Lord, Jesse, make me wealthy. And Jesse said, Lord, I think you've already got about everything you need. You got golden streets. You own the universe. You made the universe. God says, I don't care about that stuff. Get me souls. Get me souls. And I want to just proclaim that the wealth of the world is laid up for the just. And God wants to justify many right now. And I want you to realize that God wants to use you and use that to bless you. It's never just a takeaway. It's never just a takeaway. He takes away in order to give. He gives and takes away. He takes away to give. It's always cyclic. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Remember, God wants to load you daily with benefits. In Jesus' name, amen.